Welcome to your new journey in following Jesus. As you begin the exciting path of faith, it's important to understand the foundation of your belief, God's Word. God's Word is powerful and it is essential for your spiritual growth and protection. Today we will talk about the importance of sound doctrine and why you must hold firmly to the truth of God's Word. Now you must be on guard for the danger of deception and false teachings. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 through 3, Paul warns, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith and give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy." This verse is a reminder that in the last days, there will be people who will turn away from the truth and follow false teachings. These teachings might sound good, but they lead people away from the truth and from true faith. We also see in 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 through 4, Paul says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." This tells us that some people will stop following the true teachings of the Bible and will look for themselves or look for things that only satisfy their own desires. Be careful to always check everything you hear against God's Word. Ask yourself, does this line up with what the Bible teaches? If it doesn't, don't follow it. Stick to what the Bible says, because God's truth will never fail. There's power in the Word of God. There's power in the Word of God. We find this in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says, "Learn that for the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." The Bible isn't just a book of ancient stories. God's Word is alive and active. It has the power to transform our lives. When you read or speak God's Word, it cuts through all the confusion and speaks directly to your heart. It can expose wrong thinking and bring understanding. Make it a habit to read the Bible every day. As you read, ask God to speak to you through His Word. Let it be your guide and your source of strength. When you face challenges, speak God's Word aloud, because it is powerful and brings victory over every situation. God's Word always accomplishes His purposes. We find in Isaiah 55, 9 through 11, God declares, "So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please." This means that every word God speaks has a purpose. God's word never fails. When He speaks, it always accomplishes what He intends. Trust that when you speak or declare God's promises, it will accomplish God's will in your life. For example, if you are facing a difficult situation, speak God's word like, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." And it quotes Isaiah 54 and 17. Know that God's word is at work, even when you can't see it immediately. Angels respond to God's word. We find in Psalms 103 and 20, we read where it says, "Bless the Lord, you His angels who excel in strength, who do His word, heeding the voice of His word." Angels are ministering spirits sent by God to serve and help those who believe in Jesus, according to Hebrews 1:14. When you speak God's word, angels respond to carry out God's will in your life. Remember, when you speak God's word, you're not just speaking words into the air, you are activating God's power. Speak boldly, with confidence that angels are working behind the scene on your behalf. Salvation comes through faith and confession. And according to Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10, it says, the word is near you. It's in your mouth, it's in your heart. That is, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. This verse shows us how powerful our words are. Salvation comes when we confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. If you have not yet made that confession, you can do so right now. Say out loud, Jesus is Lord, and I believe that God has raised him from the dead. If you've already done this, continue to confess Jesus as Lord over your life every single day. Hold fast to sound doctrine. It's easy to be distracted by the world's teachings, but sound doctrine, the true teachings of the Bible, is what will keep you steadily in your faith. In 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul says, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is a call for us to study God's word carefully and to apply it correctly in our lives. Spend time each day reading, studying, and memorizing scripture. Ask God to give you understanding. And remember, truth is found in God's word, not in the ideas of the world. Don't let your faith be swayed by anything that contradicts the Bible. As a new follower of Jesus, you are called to live by God's word. It's not just a book. It's the truth that will guide you, protect you, and change you. In the days ahead, you will face many voices, many ideas, and many temptations. Stay rooted in the truth of God's word. Speak it over your life. Trust that it will accomplish what God intends and that it will always bring you back to the truth. God's word is alive, powerful, and life-changing. Stay close to it and let it be the foundation of your faith. When you do, you remain strong and unwavering no matter what comes your way.